A team of producers recently traveled to the U.S. Meat Export Federation to Mexico. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. This team of producers traveled with the USMEF to Monterrey, Mexico for Expo Carnes, which is a huge meat industry trade show. David Hardin, a corn, soybean, and pork producer from Indiana, says the show highlighted the continued growth potential for a well-established market.
It's not just the growth potential for volume, but also the growth potential for higher grade and higher end price products. Obviously, if we can move the higher end products here, that's going to put more dollars back in the pockets of the growers on the other end of the chain. We have had very good discussions with processors that buy our Indiana animals and are moving product into the Mexican market. And, you know, while they are just as concerned about the impact of tariffs and how that is going to impact the market, we feel that, you know, there's still enough demand for good American pork and beef here in Mexico that hopefully we're going to be able to get things sorted out.
For Matthew Lucas, also a grain and pork producer from Indiana, the trip offered a glimpse at how USMEF works to build and defend an important export market.
I think the biggest thing that jumped out at me at the convention center is just the amount of effort that USMEF pours into helping our U.S. companies export meat into Mexico. Mexico is one of our biggest markets. I think the statistic is that 40% of Mexico products are imported. And then of that, 80% is originating from the U.S. And so we have to work really, really hard to defend what we've already got. And that's what USMEF is doing. There is clearly a lot of competition that is starting to arise in this market. And we certainly don't want to lose the market share that we currently have.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.